Good morning, Rabbi Kazim Chayyadam. Hilchos Shabbos, Chal Aleph, from learning as Simon Yud Aleph. So the Chayyadam talks about the appropriate time to daven mincha. So arguably, there's no mila to daven mincha earlier. You know, the preferred time to daven mincha is after Zman Mincha Katana, which is 9.5 hours in the day. Just to get background to that, why that's so, why is that the preferred time? The mincha corresponds to the Korban Tomid. Shaben Arboim, the afternoon Korban Tomid. That was the time that the Korban Tomid was brought on a regular daily basis. It could be brought as early as 6.5 hours in the day. The only time that was ever used is when they were bringing it so early is when Erev Pesach is Erev Shabbos. So the Seder is Friday night. So the Korban Pesach has to be brought and roasted before Shabbos. The Korban Pesach is the only Korban which is brought after the Korban Tomid. So since it's brought after the Korban Tomid, they move the Korban Tomid earlier to facilitate having the Korbanos of the Korban Pesach brought afterwards. But otherwise, we never brought the Korban Tomid that early. So since that was not the time it was normally brought, it was brought much later, it would be preferred the Daven Mincha later as well. So what's the issue? The issue is Chazal put in place certain things that one may not do around the time. Once the time of mincha has arrived, with the concern that these actions, what they might be, will cause the person to end up not davening mincha, either because something will happen and the ring won't be able to daven mincha, or alternatively because he will forget to daven mincha. He'll get involved in not daven mincha. A person starts a large meal, a very extensive meal, like a chasna meal. We're afraid he will get so involved, he'll forget to daven mincha. Someone has to daven mincha before the meal starts. If the meal starts before this man of mincha, he started beheter, he's not mechuyav to stop until he reaches the end of this man, and they still haven't finished the meal. He has to daven mincha, but he's allowed to start his meal. So one of the things which Chazal put in place that one cannot daven mincha, cannot do before davening mincha, is going to the merchatz, the bathhouse. The bathhouse is very hot, it's steamy, a person sometimes will feel faint from it afterwards, a person will feel exhausted and get knocked out, he'll faint or he'll get knocked out, and he'll end up not davening mincha. So a person cannot be nichnas the merchatz, cannot go into the bathhouse once his zman mincha comes. Which zman mincha are we referring to? So this is the machlokes in the Gemara, and the machlokes how we paskin is referring to the early mincha or the later mincha. So the Chayyadim says the following: Nearly the Alfal Gav the mitzvah lispala lechatchila mincha bezman mincha ketana. Even though I agree that the appropriate time to daven mincha is after zman mincha ketana, not from mincha gedola, the earlier time, but rather the later time. Of Erev Shabbos, and Erev Shabbos lo miboyim nichas lamerchatz. Obviously, in a scenario where a person is going to the merchatz, one should daven earlier because the Eish Amrim da'asa likonis l'achar chatzos achi yispalel. A person cannot go into the merchatz once a half an hour before the Zman Mincha arrives. And according to this opinion, Zman Mincha is referring to Mincha Gedola. So half an hour before the time of Mincha Gedola is chatzos. So once midday is reached, one cannot go into the merchatz without davening mincha. So what should you do? Wait till the time of davening mincha, 6.5 hours, daven mincha, and then go to the merchatz. So that's for sure true. That in that situation, the Chayyadim feels one should be machmer, like the opinion that one cannot go into merchatz once that time comes. Practically, we do not have a din of merchatz nowadays. A shower does not approximate the concern of the merchatz, and some suggest maybe going to a mikveh, but just the mikveh alone itself, it's not an issue. It's not. Its purpose is not for washing. If it's a mikveh where there is a steam room afterwards, that would approximate along the lines of America's. That would be a concern. But most people, that's rare. If a person is in that situation, a person should be aware of this halacha. That some say one can has to refrain already from the time of mincha gedolah. Now, the Chayyadim says, however, that's the case where the person is going to the merchatz. What about a scenario where the person is not going to the merchatz? So we don't have any halachic concerns. Now, one other halachic concern which we might have is getting a haircut. Chazal were concerned with getting a haircut. Once the time of Zman Milcha has arrived, a person should not get a haircut in case something happens in the middle of the haircut and the machine breaks. He will look quite ridiculous and he'll be embarrassed and he'll be busy trying to fix the machine. He'll end up not getting a new machine and he will not, new scissors, and he will not daven Mincha. So, is this concern for Mincha Gedolah or only Mincha Ketana? So some people will daven Mincha Gedolah and Erev Shabbos because they're worried about the issue of getting, if they want to get a haircut. So that's cases where we have a halachic basis to be concerned about. But the Chayyarim comes along and says, even without these halachic bases, there is another reason why one should daven early. And Mishnah Berurah, we point out, does not mention this concern that he's adding. The other concern is machlokes, and there's reason, there's makom to be machmir. The Mishnah Berurah does suggest that as well. But this new concern the Chayyarim is going to mention is not mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah. We will see the Be'ez Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.